Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of November 2017. JP Associates suffered a setback when the Supreme Court has refused to allow it to deposit 400 crore rupees with its registry as against 2000 crore rupees and asked it to submit a substantial amount to establish its bona fide. Supreme Court has issued notice to Air India and the Civil Aviation Ministry on a petition by a transgender who said she was denied a cabin crew job by the carrier because of her gender. Supreme Court, while admitting the petition filed by PETA seeking direction from the court to strike down the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Karnataka Amendment, Ordinance 2017 that allows Kambala and other bull cart races in the state, has issued notice to the center and Karnataka government. Three former students of OP Jindal Global University, convicted of blackmailing and gang raping a college mate for over 2 years from 2013, were sent back to jail after the Supreme Court stayed an order of the Punjab and Haryana High Court that had granted them bail about 2 months ago. Bombay High Court has allowed a 28-year-old woman to medically terminate her 25-week pregnancy as the fetus has serious neurological and skeletal abnormalities, making the baby's survival doubtful and possibly causing harm to the mother. Delhi High Court has refused to interfere with the appointment of BJP national spokesperson Sambit Patra as an independent director on the board of the Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC. Delhi High Court has set aside the election of the office bearers of the All India Football Federation, including its president Mr. Praful Patel, while calling for a fresh election within 5 months. In the meantime, former CEC, S.Y. Qureshi has been appointed as the administrator. Delhi High Court has reduced the sentence of a rape accused from 10 years in imprisonment to 7 years, keeping in view of his psychiatric illness and his being in custody since his arrest. Kerala High Court has ordered police protection for a Muslim man and Hindu woman who wanted to get married. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a petition opposing the holding of the state's first wind auction. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore held that penalty under Section 271AAA of the Income Tax Act should not be levied if the assessor admitted his income during the search proceedings and paid the tax.